The Major League Baseball season is in its final stretch of the regular season. Minor League Baseball is in the playoffs for the most part. Looking ahead to next season, baseball will be back in Kalamazoo. A Northwood Leagues team is scheduled to play at Homer Stryker Field at Mayor's Riverfront Park for the 2014 season. Brian Calipi is managing partner of Kalamazoo Baseball, and John Bollinger is assistant general manager of the new Kalamazoo Baseball team. Thank you both for being here.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
So after a few years, baseball is going to be back in Kalamazoo. Why Kalamazoo? Why is it a good place to put a minor league baseball team?
It's got everything you'd want for as far as what a Northwoods League team wants in a city, in a community. We've got a team over in Battle Creek, Michigan, you know, 30 minutes down the road right now. It's going in our seventh year. So we've been able to do really well over there financially, you know, making it long-term sustainable. On the field, we've won a Northwoods League championship. So Kalamazoo's just, it's got a great market. The ballpark is in tremendous shape. We've got a great relationship and great people over in the Parks and Rec Department who are all about making this thing sustainable and long-term. So it's really a perfect situation for what we want in a team.
Tell people a little bit about the Northwoods League. What sort of, before Kalamazoo has had independent Class A baseball, what's the Northwoods League like?
Yeah, actually, I played in the Frontier League when I played minor league baseball. So I know I'm very familiar with the Frontier League. You know, that's a tremendous league as well. Difference between our league is actually they're collegiate players, and this is the top summer collegiate league in the country. So we've Battle Creek last year and even Kalamazoo now, we're locking in players from schools like LSU was in the College World Series. Arkansas is the number one team in the country. So these are big-time schools with big-time talented players that are former draft picks and going to be future draft picks. So these guys are, you know, we've got guys that played here. Max Scherzer, you know, one of the top pitchers in the league, played out here. Chris Sale, one of the best pitchers in the American League, he played out in this league. So they're really future talent, future MLB stars that are playing. So on the field, you can expect, you know, top level, elite, talent. And then off the field, we run it just like a minor league team. So, you know, we've got the fireworks shows, the promotions on the field, the giveaways. It's really anything you'd expect at a Lansing Lugnuts game, at a Whitecaps game. We're going to be, you know, you can expect it out in Kalamazoo.
So since they're collegiate players, they're not getting paid.
Absolutely, yeah. It's they're just like their NCAA status is still eligible. So we bring them into town. We host them with host families. There's a lot of other leagues around the country that, you know, they have fees and all these different expenses they have. We cover all that through the team. So it's really for a player. They're getting looked at by, you know, 5 to 10 MLB scouts every game. Mm-hmm. They have a chance to play against the top talent in the country. So for a college player who's trying to make it to the pros, there's not a better league to be a part of because you're playing against the best players. You're getting looked at by the top scouts. So it's a great situation for players as well.
Yeah, it's also a great warm-up for the minor leagues. The Northwoods League plays the most games of any league in summer collegiate baseball. They play 70 games in 73 days. So for these guys to play that many games in that amount of days, to travel the road trips that they do, I mean, some of the bus rides, especially from Battle Creek, it's eight hours on a bus overnight, and they play the next day. So to get that experience, that grind, to play every day and what it's like to be on the road, you know, it's very similar to a minor league experience. So, you know, these guys, when they do get drafted, they're going to go in prepared, already having been through something like that as they move forward in their career. So it's just a great experience overall for them.
With all due respect to the Frontier League and those who have played in the Frontier League, I mean, it's a little more likely here when you're talking collegiate players that you are seeing someone who one day you're also going to see play in the major leagues.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I say that not trying to knock the Frontier League because I'm knocking myself, but I was good enough to play in the Frontier League, but I was not good enough to make it in Northwoods League because it's such a hard league to get in. I mean, in the last year alone, just last year in Battle Creek, I turned down almost 1,000 kids to play. So we have a lot of options to choose from. It's very competitive. So every other team in our league has the same problem. So yeah, it's you know, talent wise, like I said, we're getting guys now that are on their way up. These guys are freshmen, sophomores at big schools that are going on to be future MLB, you know, future minor league players. In the Frontier League, you might get a guy who didn't get drafted. That's you know, was borderline, that was, you know, trying to hang on, or a guy that was drafted, was cut, and is trying to make it back through the Frontier League. So, you know, it's, and I'm not, and Frontier League still has great players, but I just, you're just getting guys a little earlier who are more on the rise is kind of the best way to look at it.
Absolutely. And just last year alone, they had over 130 players drafted in the Major League Baseball. And we've had over the 20 years that the North League's been around, 120 people have made it up to Major League Baseball. So, again, you're getting the top talent, you know, in the country at a young age, the future stars of tomorrow. And, it's exciting to watch them out there, and especially too, because they're still grinding. You know, they want to earn it. They want to get to that next level. So, you know, they play with a passion and a fire to get up.
Yeah, there's no NFL lockouts here for with us. True, yeah. You know, they're playing. There's no money. It's not. Yeah. It's all for love of the game.
Yep.
It's really refreshing to see these guys out there playing hard.